Ypsilanti will have a special glow Friday evening when the now annual Ypsi Glow 2018 takes place. This is Lisa Berry, and this year we're hearing that Ypsi Glow is bigger and better than ever. So joining us here on 89.1 WEMU to fill us in is Jerry Rosenberg, a founder of Wonderful Productions, Festifools, an artist, community connector. Hi, Jerry. Thanks for coming.
Hi, Lisa. Good to be here.
And Kristen Klocko, she's the production manager for Ypsi Glow and representing Engage at EMU. Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Let's start with you, Jerry. Set the scene. What does Ypsi Glow look like? What can people expect to see?
Well, Ypsi Glow is you'll be coming downtown, and it'll be starting first with the district library. Ypsi Public Library is going to be holding a trick-or-treat event for all the little children.
Okay.
And from 7 to 10 on Washington Street between Pearl and Michigan Avenue, we'll be black lighting the street, activating the business windows with artists, community built, and dancers.
And everything's lit up and
everything
glowing,
right?
Everything
is lit up. We'll be having lasers, ooh, DJ music, laser-activated music. And we also, this year, which is really new and exciting, we are partnering with EMU Engage and Bright Futures. We're activating 8 schools in the community of Ypsilanti to do projects and come and participate in Ypsi Glow.
I would also describe it as like Mardi Gras with lights, perhaps, a little bit?
Mardi Gras with lights, that's a good one. In Ypsi, we kind of hope that this is going to be the biggest Halloween participation for southeastern Michigan going forward.
And Engage EMU, this is the first year you're involved in this.
Yeah, to this level, we've kind of helped with promotion before, but we really felt that Engage is really more about the opportunity and being an open door to the university for the community and vice versa. So we sat down with the team at Ypsi Glow and thought, how can we kind of help create this impact for EMU and beyond for the community? So we matched their grants that they had this year with artists that were from EMU, whether they were students, staff, or faculty, and worked with them. So we've helped fund professors that are in the theater department in makeup and costumes. And so we were able to fund the resources that they needed to get the students engaged. So it's, you know, the students are learning about makeup, but then they're able to do it, and it's a community event beyond. And so it's really cool to have, you know, kids involved and families and, you know, EMU people and everything. So it's a very exciting time for us.
Now, were you one of the originators of this whole concept? Because I have one in Ann Arbor, but we're talking about Ypsi Glow, the one coming up Ypsilanti. What was the thinking behind it to begin with?
Well, to tell you the truth, it started with the Ypsi Public Library. They invited Wonderful Productions that produces Full Moon and Festifools to come into the community of Ypsilanti. Instead of come in and reproduce what was done in Ann Arbor, we came in and held maybe 96 meetings with different community partners, and we held community meetings to say, what do you want it to look like? And so every year it's been slightly different because it's what the community decides.
What did they decide for this year?
More businesses got involved. We have quadrupled our artists. We have gotten more funding to sponsor the artists than ever before. And engaging EMU to be a partner is a very big draw as well. They will be having a procession from the tower downtown.
Yeah. Oh, tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have faculty and students and community members starting at the water tower and then going from there down Cross Street and then ending up at Ypsi Glow. And that was really the kind of hope that people can get involved beyond the eastern borders, that they can see what's right across the street from campus and then, you know, get their face painted and watch the puppetry that's happening by students, you know, and have the costumes on and really engage in that. And you're walking down and you're really experiencing Ypsi at night, glow, you know, everything. It's very cool event.
This is the third year for Ypsi Glow?
This is the third year, and so far it is the biggest year.
When you say procession, though, can you describe what that means? Because I think people might think, are they marching? Are they walking? But you're glowing, right? Or you're lit up?
Yeah, yeah, it's glowing. So it's really, you know, we wanted to have an opportunity to see all of the activated streets, you know, with all the businesses and organizations that are walking by, and everyone's glowing, and they have the opportunity, you know, to kind of get glowed up more as they're walking. And, you know, it's kind of, the kids are trick-or-treating, so I guess this is the adult version of trick-or-treating, right, where we get our own time to kind of walk through, like the kids get to walk through. We just don't get candy, though.
Well, you don't know that.
Maybe we will.
So I went a couple of years ago, and I think until you experience it, you're not really quite clear what we're talking about when we say the streets or the businesses are activated. Can you describe that a little bit more for us?
We also had community workshops.
Right.
Luminary workshops, and we're also going to be having from Depot Town Cultivate at 6:30. We're having a procession of all the people who came to the workshops and from last year, this year, and they're going to be processing down Cross Street toward Washington Street from that area as well. And what you'll see in the windows is we've hired a variety of artists that will, we have someone will be acting in the windows. We have a puppet show going on in Bonacera, for instance. There'll be a flautist in Mix. And Mark Tucker's Yes will be having his students showing their work. There will be laser lights and other variety. Dreamland will be bringing their own as well.
So for a month, you've been having these sessions where people have been creating costumes or things to be on display?
The month of Sundays, we've been holding luminary workshops. We had, last week, we also had Alyssa Harris doing some hats for the children that showed up for the luminary workshops.
And when you say hats, these hats, I'm assuming, light up? Spin around, all of the above?
Yes.
I'm just trying to help paint the picture for people who have never been there so they know to come and feel the energy and see the lights, and everybody's having a good time. Good family fun, right?
It's for all ages, and there has been all ages. Most people have more fun when they come in costume, and if you don't have a costume, you're still welcome to be there, of course. Also at Cultivate, you're welcome. They're having a workshop with Scrapbox from 4:30 to 6:30 before, if you want to get some glow on there beforehand. Otherwise, we'll have some glow glitz.
Glow glitz?
Glow glitz.
And everybody needs a little glow glitz.
Everyone needs glow glitz.
Right. And EMU is excited to be participating in this year?
Oh, of course, of course. You know, we have students involved. We have, you know, professors. We have Professor Christine Tanner with her, you know, puppet troupe. And then we have, you know, students with the professor of Melody Bond, who will be face painting, as we said, at Cultivate. Then Bright Futures is a program based out of Engage at EMU that has their families and students involved. And there's lights, there's music, but there's also performances. And a lot of those performances are Eastern students or faculty. So we're very excited to kind of be a part of this moving forward and hoping, you know, we can make it bigger every year. So it's a cool thing.
If you haven't participated in the workshop or you're not part of the organized event, can you still come and bring good?
Absolutely. You can bring your own noisemakers. You can walk in the processions. You do not have to have made a luminary.
That's Jerry Rosenberg, one of the wonderful production founders and creative artist, helping out with Ipsy Glow, and also Kristen Klocko from Engage at EMU, a new participant in Ipsy Glow this year. Thank you so much. We'll see you Friday night. Tell us when and where.
7 to 10 on Washington Street between Michigan Avenue and Pearl Street.
In Ypsilanti.
Please come and get your glow on.
Yes.